What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he thought his mom was trying to scare him, so he thought he'd scare her first. But she wasn't there. So who did he try to scare?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to our advanced episodes, our archive of episodes, we got it all for you. All you have to do is go to our premium page on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com to get in on all of that. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, hey, Tony, how's everything with you?
It was a dark and stormy afternoon as I'm recording this.
Is it dark and stormy there? Because it was here in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
My dog was not happy.
It was weird. I just let the dogs out right before I walked in here. And it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday that we're recording this. And it had just a weird vibe to it. It was very silent, no wind, but you can tell there's storms that are coming in. And it was just completely calm. And the way that the sun is kind of coming through the clouds, it felt like early morning. It really felt like it was like 5-6 in the morning out there when I was just out. It was, I don't know, weird vibe. I don't know. I like it.
Not in any tornado warning.
I don't
watch it, are you?
No, we're not, but it didn't quite have that vibe to it. It didn't have like the sky is green and it's getting weird vibe. It was just a calm before a storm, but I don't think tornado-y. I'm watching the radar right now and nothing severe.
Well, you guys got to be a little jumpy about that because you just had some serious tornado damage in your town.
We did. And that was not fun at all. And we did have it. I mean, it did hit here. And I had some fence damage and some tree damage, but our house was fine. And it's nothing compared to what some other people had a little bit further into the city. Just disaster zone area, just areas you don't even recognize. But they're
there were some places just leveled.
Mm-hmm. There's some places, and that was a week ago now, and there's still some places that don't have power yet.
Really?
So, yeah, I can't imagine. But we were very fortunate here. We only had some damage, but not to that extent. But there's a lot of cleanup going on. So many trees that were ripped up. Just these big old giant ones. That always makes me sad to see. There's a real cool one down in our neighborhood that got completely tipped over. Giant willow, like one of those where they probably waited your whole life for it to get that big. And then in one storm, boom, gone. And I was like, oh, I wonder if they can like tip it back up. Can you do that to a tree? I don't even know. But
nope, I think once they're down, they're down.
Big. Yeah. But yeah, it's been an interesting spring so far. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first one of the day. Hi, what's your ghost story?
Hi, I'm Austin. Right now I live in Northwest Arkansas, a town called Fort Smith, a pretty historic town. Used to live in a house that was right on the outskirts of the historic district. Not really a Victorian house, but in that region, it's a bunch of Victorian houses from the mid-1800s, and this is right on the same block, and I assume was built probably around the same time period, but based on the design, but wasn't ever able to find the records. But the first thing I experienced was in that house was one night around 9 p.m., all the lights were on. It was well lit, so it's not like I could have seen something in the shadows or whatever, and I could have imagined it. It was well lit, and I was playing guitar, and just so you understand, all the floors in this house are very slick and like hardwood, so we had a cat. And whenever this cat would get scared, it would run kind of like Scooby-Doo in place for a second before it caught traction and could take off. Well, I had my door open. I noticed that my cat ran from the left side of my doorway to the right like something scared it down the hall. And at this time, it was only me and my mother living in this house. I was 16 at the time. Anything that happened, it would have either had to have been her or something else. But noticed the cat got scared and ran down from the left side of my doorway to the right, and that caused me to look up and put my guitar down. Well, then I saw what I thought at the time was my mother walking from the left side of the doorway to the right, and there was a little nook in between my room and the adjacent living room. To the right, there's like a little area where we put vacuum cleaners and whatever else we had to put out of the way right there. So I assumed it was my mother hiding right there trying to scare me. She would do stuff like that. She's goofy, just like me. So I figured, well, she doesn't notice that I noticed her, so I'll put my guitar down and sneak over there and try to scare her first. So I put my guitar down and snuck over there as quietly as I could and jumped around the corner, and there was nobody there. And this overwhelming sense of, oh, what, came over me. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I realized what I had just witnessed. And before I let myself completely give in to that realization, I immediately ran to her room and looked in, and sure enough, she's sound asleep snoring. And come to find out years later that, I didn't know anything about that figure at first. I just thought it was a random figure that looked like an elderly lady in a nightgown, and I had a vague description of the face. Well, come to find out that the next door neighbor, who had lived there for many, many, many years, the lady I described apparently was a very similar description to a lady that lived there before and had died in the house. Well, after that first thing happened, I was so scared that, you know, I was so scared of walking around the corner and seeing somebody standing there and never being able to relax, never knowing what was going to happen, that I got up and begged whatever was in this house to please not show itself again. Please do not scare me anymore. I kind of tried to make a deal like, we can both live here in peace. We can both coexist. I won't try to get rid of you. Just please don't scare me again, and I'll keep my end of the bargain. And after I did that, nothing else happened the entire time we lived there until we moved out. And I have my own theory about why that might be. But once we had all the stuff moved out of the house, except for little knickknacks here and there, my buddy was dropping me off one day to gather up the last little bit of stuff and boxes and whatever. And as soon as we opened the front door, and keep in mind, there was no one there, it was all locked up, we heard what sounded like people running on the opposite side of the house towards the back door area. Me and him looked at each other and we're like, what the heck? Well, he happened to have a shotgun and some tools in his truck. So he grabbed his shotgun and handed me a crowbar, and we searched the entire house room by room. We searched the attic. We searched there wasn't that many places to hide, but we searched everywhere and there was nobody there. And so he had to go to work. So he told me he had to take off. So he left me there, and the plan was I was going to gather up all the stuff, and as soon as I was done, my mother was going to pick me up when she got off work. I was in the bathroom at the time, which was about directly in the middle of the house. So if you're standing in the bathroom looking to the left, you see the back door in the kitchen and the attic door. And to the right, down the hall, was the living room and my bedroom and the front door. I heard at the exact same time what sounded like, on one side of the house, 5 or 6 full-grown men stomping around in boots. And this is an old wooden house. So, I mean, it's the kind of house where you can hear every little footstep, every little creak. You can hear it very clearly. So, and it sounded like a crowd of heavy adults stomping around. It's unmistakable. It's not like I imagined it. It went from being able to hear the sound of a pin drop to chaos in a second. And at the same exact time that started, on the left side of the house, I heard what was the attic door repeatedly open and close, repeatedly slamming open and shut. I don't know how many times. If I had to guess, probably 5 or 6 times while this was going on. And I froze. I didn't know what to do, but all I could think to do was call my mom. And she could hear the banging and the chaos in the background as I was panicking, like in tears, telling her what was going on. And she told me, Austin, just hang on, I'm calling the cops, because she assumed it was a break-in. Finally, the cops arrived. At that time, everything had finally stopped, but we walked through the house to the kitchen, where the attic door was repeatedly opening and closing. As I'm explaining to these officers what happened, the attic door behind them started opening. And I just stopped what I was saying and pointed behind them, and they looked, and it opened about 4 inches or so. And it was still pitch black behind the door, so you couldn't see if anybody was there. And then as soon as it opened about 4 inches, it closed again and then latched shut. Well, the officer that was closest to the door tried saying, come on out, come on out. And they both pulled their guns. And no one, of course, there was no response. So the officer closest to the door yanked the door open. There's nobody behind it. They both went up the stairs to the attic, and I heard them up there walking around for about a minute or 2 minutes, searching. And of course, they didn't find anybody. And, you know, that what surprised me the most is how little they seemed surprised, like they had experienced something like that before. And what they said was, and I quote, this kind of stuff just happens in these old houses sometimes. That's my story. So thanks, guys, for what you do. Love the show. Bye.
This kind of stuff happens in these old houses sometimes. It's probably about how I would explain it too.
Don't you think if you were a cop, you know, I could see getting called out on stuff like that. And for them, I mean, they were there when the door shut, right there in front of them.
Yeah.
And then there's nobody there. That would be so weird, because this poor guy, you know, he thinks there's somebody in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the right thing by calling the cops. Well, call his mom, then call the cops.
Yeah.
That would scare the crap out of me. And then if you're the cops, you got to be the ones going in there looking even further.
Yeah. Yeah.
God dang, that would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah, that would be a very scary moment, but one I'm sure he'll remember for the rest of his life.
God, no kidding. Forget that.
That was a good one.
The day the cop showed up.
Yeah, that was a good one. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online if you want to share it with us. Hey, and if you want access to all of our advanced episodes, the bonus episodes, everything there, ad-free, binge away, check out our premium content on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your energy is gone, your hunger is loud, and your plans aren't feeding you. So what are you still doing here? Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.